All right, let's talk about Poisson process models. Now, they're commonly used when dealing with repairable systems. So if you've got a large system and it's going to be repaired, say replace the water pump or the fuel pump or the radiator or a tire, then each of those elements, those different failure mechanisms, are competing to cause a failure. And it's replaced that whole structure. And even within, say, the water pump, there might be many different ways it can fail. So looking at the arrival times, the distance between failures on a larger, on a system like that, can provide us some trends, whether it's a regular intervals that occur, or if it's a random set of intervals that occur, or is it increasing rates or decreasing rates. And then these allow us to create a smooth line, basically, for those trends and make some reasonable predictions. And it comes in handy for everything from running tests to establishing whether you've got the goals or not. So Poisson processes are primarily used for repairable systems, and they're also called non-renewable systems. So let's get into what a little bit more about what's in this chapter. So the first thing to think about is that there's time to failures that occur. Say for repair, a non-repairable system, say a throwaway item that's not, you just replace it, you don't repair it. Say that clock that's on the table here. It may not be economical to actually do a repair. So it would be tracking the time to that individual's clock's time to failure. Now, if we sold a couple thousand of these things, and we knew the time to failure for each of them, and we could model that, we would probably use a Weibull distribution or something similar. But if that individual clock had many competing failure mechanisms, not just one mechanism causing it to always fail, then we would probably use a we wouldn't be able to use a single distribution to describe it in the traditional time to failure model. But if we look at the time between failures, we can determine whether our failure repairs, the repairs that we executed on a system, say your car, was making the system better, or was it making the system worse, or was it keeping it about the same? And what I mean by better or worse is that it, after the repair, is it better than new? Does it operate as over a longer period of time before there's a failure than previously? On the other hand, if you have an older car, like I did when I was in high school, the rate of arrivals of the repairs was increasing. So first it was the muffler, then it was the fuel pump, and then on and on and on. And at some point, my father said, you know, this is just getting worse and worse. Let's trade it in. Let's get a different car. And as the pattern was that it was going to continue to increase in the number of repairs that we had to make for it. So we're interested in the trend. And if we're looking at pumps or motors or tires on our cars or so on, are the repairs actually helping or are they hurting? And is the overall system aging quicker or slower? And those are kinds of things we're looking for. It also helps us in our maintenance approaches. You know, is the type of maintenance activity we're doing, the frequency of our preventative maintenance, or the nature of the repairs that we're executing, again, we're interested in whether those repairs are making a difference or not. Are they helping the system overall, or are they making it worse overall? So we're going to look at Poisson processes. Now they are it's a distribution like exponential or Weibull or the other ones, but it has this nice property that it's used for count data very often. The classic example is the number of defects in a wire. And the defects will occur either yes or no within an interval. So if I have a 1-inch piece of wire and I'm looking for a break in the jacket or the coating that's on the wire, it's either there or not. And each inch has its own probability of having a failure. And the number of failures is only dependent on how long of a piece of wire I'm examining. And so it's a way to use count data using this pass-fail type of criteria and over a length or a distance in reliability work over time. Now, as I've reminded you a couple of times in the courses, if you've got questions or if there's anything not quite clear, you know, please let me know. And there's my contact information. Now, there's bound to be questions in this section on probability and statistics. So, and I am expecting them. And if there's a number of different forms for you to get answers. And it's pretty essential that you, as you're studying, as you're working through things, if there's something you're not sure about, you know, get it out there, get some input, get some advice or another way to look at it. The intent is for you to master this material. All right, next we'll look at homogeneous Poisson processes, which are a pretty restrictive set, much like the exponential distribution, and I'll explain more about that shortly.